Bostock Studio 1.5.
Lots of cool features.
Audio Mode Day 29. July 29th, 2013. Bostock Report. I like this speed. I like the white noise. Track is Oh No Snow! Exclamation mark. Freaky Foo Fat ONJ Music. So got some responses as far as talking about using tunes, using songs in your podcast, finding songs. Ray Garrod sent me a message on Audio Boo. He said he uses freemusicarchive.org. At Ray. Check out Ray. Ray Garrod. At Ray. Coolest Twitter handle ever. At Ray. He's also Ray Ga on R-A-Y-G-A on Audio Boo. He said he uses freemusicarchive.org. Freemusicarchive.org. They have some pod safe music as well as free to use Creative Commons licensed music for non-commercial uses. Says Ray. So that's a good link. Freemusicarchive.org. Also, Andre Louis Freaky Foof mentioned that he does keep a TXT file in his Dropbox that just sort of gives outlines in very plain speech the uses. The do's and don'ts. Mostly do's, and then ways to, if you enjoy his music, ways to help him out. How to leave a tip. Or you can spread the word, too. At ONJ Music. Big shout out to JCDJ Mac at JCDJ Mac on Twitter. JCDJ Mac. I promised to shout him out. I didn't promise, but I'm doing it. JCDJ Mac, good to hear you. I got to hear your boo. Get to hear your voice. Sounding good. JCDJ Mac. Juan, I believe his first name is. He kept up on us to make sure that we got our app working well with VoiceOver on 3GS. So he was the fire. It kept us on top of that. And it took us some months to find a way. You know, sometimes you think, you know, sometimes you're pulling, what's the saying? Pulling water from a stone. How's that work? Water from a stone? Blood from a stone? Something like that. Anyway, the 3GS is sort of our base level device. It's the oldest generation device that we support, the 3GS and the iPad, the original one. So getting those to work, you had VoiceOver on top of everything else, and that's another degree of stress. And unfortunately, with the 3GS for a long time, when you had VoiceOver enabled, the VoiceOver was stuttering. And, you know, Ed Philo on Twitter. Ed, my partner, I think he said it was something like bailing out water. You know, you're bailing out water. Or just, you know, trying to get a little extra, lose a couple pounds so that the sucker can take off. That's the idea. Bail out the water so the sucker can float. And that's what we did with the 3GS. So we had to do things like we turned off the VU meters, and then we saw that brought processor usage down. We also turned off animations, and finally, it took a while. But we got it to work. The 3GS, VoiceOver, and it's great. It works really well. There were certain things 3GS couldn't handle. Animations were bogging it down. It wasn't working well. The VU meter was killing it. So we had to make some sacrifices, we had to bail up, lose some weight, And finally, the 3GS was able to work with voiceover support. But I like that. Losing weight, bailing out water, Ed Filowatt. Shout out to Ed, Ed F-I-L-O, Ed Filo. E-D-F-I-L-O. Follow him on Twitter. He's got a new app coming out. Coming soon. You want to follow him. Talking on the Canadian podcaster page, there were some guys having stability issues with some of our previous versions there, and it was this last 1.5.1 had that major change that we think greatly increased stability, and so far so good there. And that's more props for Ed Filowatt for trapping that monster, that bug. Also, JC DJ, I promised that I would zip up some of these tunes, but these are all really rough little mixes. Mine aren't as, they've got warts, they've got pimples. This loop doesn't even keep time. It drops a beat. This one, and this one. This one made in the app Impactor. It's just like a 3-second loop. Cool little app called Impactor. It's a drum app, but it can get very melodic. But I promised JC DJ Mac that I would zip him up and stick him in a, or at least get him in a Dropbox folder. The way that Andre is doing. Speaking of Andre, he put out a cool promo, and since we're talking more about music, it seems like the right way to go out. This is the Freaky Foof promo done by Patrick. It looks like Freaky Foof and Patrick Perdue, or, you know, Patrick Perdue at Boris in a Box has something to do with it. I think it's his voice. It's not Andre's voice. It's a great promo. I'm just going to let it ride. It's all about his great tune. So, Audio Mo 29, cheers to all you folks out there, and listen to this cool promo, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have you ever started an audio presentation like this?
Hey everybody, this is me, and I've got a bunch of interesting stuff to say, so you should listen, because I said so.
Well, you might have interesting stuff to say, but that introduction wasn't particularly captivating. Maybe you could spice it up a little bit.
Hey everybody, this is me, and I've got a bunch of interesting stuff to say, so you should listen, because I said so.
Get your attention, doesn't it? Introducing Freaky Foof Shorts. If you're looking for a set of 5 to 30 second music beds for your audio production needs, such as podcasts, radio stations, and audio presentations, Freaky Foof Shorts are just the thing for you. With a variety of styles to choose from, Freaky Foof Shorts will have you covered. Whether you need something slow and smooth, maybe you need something with a little more energy. Maybe you want to tell the world about an exciting new product. And of course, if your product is exciting, your presentation should be too, don't you think? Or maybe you just need to say, we'll be right back after these messages. Or maybe we'll be back after these messages because we didn't like the other ones. The best part about these shorts?
What's that?
They're free.
Wow!
That's right. No shoplifting required. They're absolutely free to use in your productions. Delivered in a convenient shared Dropbox folder, you'll always have the latest Freaky Foof shorts when they become available. And if you need custom shorts, Andre Louis, a.k.a. Freaky Foof, can tailor shorts to meet your exacting specifications. If you'd like to wear these shorts yourself, follow Freaky Foof on Twitter. That's FreakyFwoof.
Part of the Freaky Foof Restaurant.